Greetings, friends, and welcome to the ABCs of the Bible radio program. In today's program, I want to talk to you about the practical applications of living under the new covenant. Now, as you probably remember from our previous programs, one of the main blessings of the new covenant is that we can have forgiveness of sins through Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, who was God, who created all things, died for our sins. So that means he died so that we don't have to die. Now, what that means is you should not be walking around with a guilty conscience feeling like God cannot forgive you because you have sinned so many times, or your sin is so grievous that there's no way in the world God could forgive you. So therefore you feel like there's no hope for you. You have this guilty conscience. Well, stop that. Stop beating yourself up. Jesus Christ took the beating for you and went all the way to the cross. He died on the cross, shed his blood so that all of your sins could be forgiven. And think about this. How many sins had you committed when Christ was crucified? None, right? Exactly. So that means when Christ died for your sins, he died not knowing what sins you would commit, but he died with a willingness to forgive you of all sins. That is because as long as you repent, and repentance means you turn around, you go in a different direction, you determine that you will sin no more. So if you repent, go away and sin no more, you know, if you strive with all of your heart to yield yourself to God so that God can live in you through the power of the Holy Spirit to lead you according to his word, and his word says that he will lead you in a way to love him with all of your heart, might, and soul, and to love your neighbors as yourself. If you have that mindset, that heart of love, then God will forgive you of your sins, no matter what they are. Now let's turn over to Hebrews, the 9th chapter, and we'll read verses 6 through 14 to see how God tells us clearly not to have a guilty conscience. This is in Hebrews, the 9th chapter, and we'll read verses 6 through 14. The priest always went into the first part of the tabernacle. This is under the old covenant. The priest always went into the first part of the tabernacle or the temple to perform his duties. But only the high priest went into the second part, which is the Holy of Holies. Only the high priest went into the Holy of Holies. And even then, the high priest only went in once per year, and never without blood. And this blood he used to offer for himself a sacrifice for sins, and also for the sins of the people. Now it says in verse 8, the Holy Spirit was indicating by this. God set up a system, this old covenant system, to teach us a new covenant lesson. What is the lesson that this old covenant system was trying to teach us? What is this new covenant lesson that we are to learn? It is this. In verse 8 it says, the Holy Spirit was teaching us by this old covenant example of the priest going into the Holy of Holies only once per year, and all of the rest of the priests never going into the Holy of Holies, but only going into the first part of the temple. The lesson that this is supposed to teach us is that the way into the Holy of Holies in heaven, the true Holy of Holies, because you remember that the tabernacle was patterned after the tabernacle in heaven. The physical represents the spiritual. So the temple that Solomon built, that first temple that Solomon built, and even before then the tabernacle that was built in Moses' day, this physical temple and tabernacle was simply a representation of the heavenly tabernacle, the heavenly temple. So it's saying that the Holy Spirit was teaching us this new covenant lesson that the spiritual tabernacle which has the Holy of Holies, where God dwells, that this had not yet been disclosed, or the way had not been made open, as long as the first part of the tabernacle was still standing. Now, this is an illustration of the present time. Again, this is a lesson. This old covenant example of a physical temple that had the outer part and the inner part being the Holy of Holies. This is an illustration of the present time, indicating, this is what it's teaching us. It's teaching us, indicating that the gifts and sacrifices being offered, and these were only sacrifices of animals and gifts of grain offerings or things of that nature, indicating that the gifts and sacrifices being offered could not, notice this, it could not make the conscience of the worshiper perfect. Why? Verse 10 tells us, because they only dealt with food and drink and various washings. People would wash their hands, wash their body, wash garments. They would offer up various kinds of food and drink and offer up animals. But these things only dealt with physical aspects of their life. It says that these are required for the body, until, okay, this was under the old covenant, that it was required for the body while the physical temple or tabernacle existed. So these are required for the body until the time when things would be set right. And the time when things was set right was when Christ came. Because Christ, when he died on the cross, you remember that the veil of the temple was ripped in two. And that signified that now the way into the Holy of Holies was made possible. And this is the Holy of Holies in heaven. Now we can have entrance to visit with God, and not just once a year, but all of the time. Now we can go to God at any time and ask through the blood of Christ, through his sacrifice, through his offering. We can ask that our sins be forgiven, that our conscience be cleared, so that we don't have any guilt for our sins, because we don't have any sins, because God has forgiven us of our sins. So therefore we don't need to feel guilty about what we did in the past. That's in the past. God will forgive us if we repent and ask for forgiveness. Now we can come into the Holy of Holies and bow down before the throne of grace and mercy. Do you know that the mercy seat, what that was the seat that was on top of the Ark of the Covenant. The Ark is what housed the covenant. So therefore it's called the Ark of the Covenant, because it held the covenant. Now the covenant was the Ten Commandments written on two tables of stone. That's what was in the Ark of the Covenant, was the two tables of the covenant. Alright, so what that means is, when people came into the Holy of Holies, the high priest, and he came before the mercy seat, what that pictured was that the law was there, and the law told us what our sins were and convicted us of sin. God says that by the law we have the knowledge of sin. And God also tells us that the wages of sin is death. God also tells us that sin is the transgression of the law. So first of all, we know what sin is because the law teaches us what sin is. It defines what sin is. The Ten Commandments teaches us what sin is. Then we know that we have sinned when we transgress the law, when we do something against the law. That is sin. Now, when we do something against the law kills us, because the wages of sin, what we earn when we break the law, when we go against the law, the wages of sin is death. So therefore, by transgressing the law, we sin. That means we bring death upon ourselves. So this law, which was written on two tables of stone, and which was called the tables of the covenant, those tables of the covenant were in the Ark of the Covenant, and sitting on top of the Ark of the Covenant was the mercy seat. So when people came into the Holy of Holies before the Ark of the Covenant, what they were picturing was that we deserved death because the law convicted us of sin, and the wages of sin is death. So we deserve death. But God was sitting on top of the law on his mercy seat saying, I will forgive you for transgressing the law. But that was a picture for this time because, of course, they did not have forgiveness of sins at that time. What they did only pertained to the body. So now let's go on. It says in verse 11, but when Christ came as a high priest of the good things that have come, the good things that have come, one is the forgiveness of sins so that we will not have a guilty conscience. We can have a clean conscience. So when Christ came as a high priest of the good things that have come, he went through the greater and more perfect tabernacle that was not made by human hands, and that is not a part of this creation. It's not a part of the physical world. This is a spiritual tabernacle, a spiritual temple. So now through Christ as the high priest, he goes into the Holy of Holies, and through his blood, through his sacrifice, we also can enter the Holy of Holies and go before the mercy seat and receive forgiveness for our sins, forgiveness of breaking God's Ten Commandment law. And it says that he does this in verse 12, not with the blood of goats and calves, but with his own blood. He went into the Holy of Holies once for all. Again, not once every year, but once for all. When he did it one time, that was it. Now he is in the Holy of Holies forever. And notice what he accomplished when he did that. It says he went into the Holy of Holies once for all and secured our eternal redemption. We have been eternally redeemed, brought back from death. We have been purchased from death through Christ's own blood. Now we have forgiveness of sins. Therefore, we don't have to die, and we don't have to have a guilty conscience. So wrapping it up, let's read verse 13 and 14, where it says, for if the blood of goats and bulls and the ashes of a heifer sprinkled on those who were unclean, if that blood actually purified them with physical cleansing, then how much more will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself unblemished to God, cleanse our consciences, from dead works, so that we may serve the living God. That's what the forgiveness of sins does, is it cleanses our consciences from dead works so that we may serve the living God. So no longer do we do that which leads to death, i.e., no longer do we purposely sin. Now we are striving to live according to God's law. And when we slip up and fall, we know we can come before the mercy seat and receive forgiveness of sins because we have repented. And God will forgive us of all of our sins. So that is a tremendous blessing under the new covenant. And thank you for joining me on this program. I hope you join me on the next program, and may God be in you.
If you would like to contact us or order free literature, please visit our website at www.christianambassadors.org. That's www.christianambassadors.org, or call us on 404-412-0032. That's 404-412-0032. Thanks for listening. May God be in you.